On Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute Week, can games be a useful component of learning in the classroom? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Christopher Janson, lecturer of communication and media, says yes.
Gameful learning is an approach to education that applies cutting-edge principles of game design to the design of learning experiences. In a sense, academic courses are already a kind of game. They set victory conditions in the form of grades and specify the rules that students should follow in order to achieve success. Likewise, most games teach us something, whether we realize it or not. A classic example would be the board game Monopoly, in which players compete to bankrupt each other through a simulation of rentier capitalism. Recently, there's been a surge in cooperative board games, in which players work together towards a common goal. Research has shown that cooperative games can foster very different habits of mind than competitive ones. Traditional course design is based on outdated principles that tend to encourage students to memorize facts and regurgitate them on tests, rather than actively engage with that knowledge. Students are often able to do well on a test, but then find themselves unable to apply their knowledge in new situations. By contrast, a gameful approach might emphasize simulating the way that engineering principles interact, rather than focusing on isolated formulas. Gameful learning pedagogy is not the same as the approach called gamification, where elements of video games like badges and scoreboards are applied to classes in an effort to jazz up an otherwise boring class structure. Gamification uses tokens of gaming, but at its heart, it just incentivizes the same old test-driven learning game. The field of game design has come a long way in recent years, and gameful learning seeks to harness those advances in an educational context in order to increase engagement, motivation, and joy in the learning process. Students should not just absorb knowledge, but learn to manipulate it, and yes, to play with it, in the sense of creatively reconceptualizing how it can be used to solve as yet unimagined problems.
That was Christopher Janson of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.